The aid agency Médecins Sans Frontières has accused the Saudi-led forces in Yemen of war crimes over the airstrike on a hospital and a school in recent days. The bombing of the MSF-run hospital yesterday afternoon killed at least 11 people and wounded 20 more, yet the aid organisation says its location was well known. Saudi-led forces resumed their airstrikes in Yemen early last week after peace talks broke down, as Anne Barker reports.
Footage from the scene shows the devastation of the bombing. Much of the hospital was destroyed. Bodies and human remains were strewn outside. One resident expressed horror at the attack.
What did they find at the hospital other than the sick, wounded and injured? There's nothing here except patients, medical staff and doctors.
MSF says the hospital was full at the time, with 23 patients in the surgery ward, 25 in maternity, 13 newborn babies and 12 patients in paediatrics. Many of the wounded couldn't be evacuated for fear of another attack. Warplanes were still flying overhead. MSF's executive director in Australia, Paul McFun, says it's unacceptable for a hospital to be targeted.
We're outraged and horrified, you know, that so recently, after the adoption of a new Security Council resolution, where the world essentially has unanimously said, you know, hospitals cannot be bombed and targeted, that we continue to have hospitals bombed and targeted. We take incredible steps and measures to make sure that all of our facilities are identified, they're well known, GPS coordinates are shared with all parties to the conflict, including the coalition, the Saudi-led coalition. In this case, this facility is very well known.
It's the fourth time in less than a year that a medical facility supported by Médecins Sans Frontières has been bombed in Yemen. And only days ago, MSF accused Saudi-led forces of bombing a school in another rebel-held province, killing 10 children and wounding 28 others.
It's imperative that we respect the basic rules of warfare. This is what this comes down to. If you're going to wage war, you have to do it proportionally. You cannot simply wage war against civilian targets. You cannot blanket bomb areas, be it schools or hospitals or civilian infrastructure, and justify that as somehow the cost of war. That constitutes a war crime. That is against the rules of war.
Saudi military leaders have reportedly justified the school attack on the grounds it was being used by rebel leaders to train new fighters. But a Saudi spokesman, General Ahmed Al-Asiri, has promised an inquiry into MSF's allegations.
The leadership of the coalition will make all of its resources available to find out the truth and to make sure that no such mistakes exist. If mistakes have taken place, we will take all measures recommended by the investigation team, as we have done before.
Saudi-led forces have carried out hundreds of airstrikes in Yemen in the past week, since peace talks collapsed 9 days ago. At least 60 civilians have been killed in the past week, adding to the more than 3,000 casualties since the Saudis entered the war early last year. A United Nations spokesman, Farhan Haq, has urged the warring sides to return to negotiations.
The Secretary General reiterates that there is no military solution to the crisis in Yemen. He calls upon the parties to renew without delay and in good faith their engagement with his special envoy for Yemen in pursuit of a negotiated solution.
Children have paid a particularly high toll in Yemen's war. The UN says they make up about one-third of civilians killed. And Amnesty International's Ahmed Alawi says as the war drags on, more and more children are being killed by unexploded ordnance.
Despite our awareness initiatives, there is still ignorance on this issue. And also from the families, they don't tell their children to stay away from these things. There has been senseless losses from similar explosives before, when children were injured and directly hit with the shrapnel from the explosion. There are some explosives which are meant to remain preserved and are ready to explode at the slight touch, and they can blow up or burn them.
That's Ahmed Alawi from Amnesty International, ending that report from Anne Barker.